Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He's the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral's praising, now you know.
We're the hottest show in the place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody. I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm joined in the studio by Peter Leonard.
Good afternoon, everyone. How's everybody doing today?
All right. And, hey, of course, Elgin David.
What is up, everybody? How you doing?
There we go. And it's a day after Halloween, you know? You guys enjoying some of the leftover candy?
Just finished my little mini Snickers bar.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you
for that offer.
There's plenty of candy because there's no kids.
Yeah, what happened, man?
Yeah, what is up with that? How come no kids can't?
I don't know. I don't know if
Dougie has this giant bowl of candy full to the brim.
And so it's got like Reese's.
Reese's.
Mm.
Do you say Reese's or Reese's?
It's Reese's.
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 It's Reese's.
Reese's.
Right. But Dougie says Reese's.
Yeah. These are cute little. Are these pumpkins? If I unwrap it, it'll be a little pumpkin.
It's like in the shape of a pumpkin. You know the actual,
it is.
Right?
It's a shape.
How many did you eat last night? By the way,
I've had two.
Come on,
My third one.
Look, see?
I said last night. How much candy did you eat?
It looks. Like
I said I had two.
Like
and
it?
I just had one today.
Come on, I couldn't ever fight that shit.
Well, believe me, my wife is like listening for it every time I walk by. She wants to hear if like. You know, she can hear like the crickling of the paper.
Do you know that I wrote a commercial once, man? I wanted to send it to like Publix because. Did you ever buy a cake or a cupcake? Anything from that comes from a Publix bakery is in those plastic boxes that you almost need a fucking jackhammer to open. And when you open them, they make the loudest fucking noises pulling them apart. You know what I'm talking about?
The plastic that where you can see through inside
Correct.
The box.
Yes.
It's almost like shaking sheet metal.
And you know what I mean? Used, and I'm telling you, and at one point during my marriage years ago, I'm like supposed to be, you know. Losing a little weight and shit. I had a bad sugar thing going on. So 2 a.m, I'm downstairs, and I'm ripping open this Publix fucking thing. I'm like, I actually used to carry my this shit into the garage.
Right.
I'd rather risk setting off the alarm, you know, opening the fucking garage door. I stoned at 2 a.m, than having my, you know, the dog wakes up, the fucking kids wake up, the wife wakes up. What are you doing? I hear you. I hear that.
Which
would be a great commercial for like Publix, you know, do yourself a, you know, take it out of the box and put it in a Ziploc.
So it may not be a bad idea for Weight Watchers to make like boxes of food. Like, yeah, we'll let you have snacks.
But in like snack, sneak-proof technology.
That like every time you open it up, it's like,
he's eating again.
Right. Yeah, you know, fat boy's at it.
Well, now they have like a cookie jar it's a safe.
Yeah.
And it has a timer and it locks. And once you close it, you can't open it until the timer runs out. It was on Shark Tank. Somebody invented it.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man.
A safe for snacks.
Yeah, but they didn't invent not taking a fucking hammer and smashing the shit out of that fucking thing.
It's true.
After you smoke a joint at 4:30 and you see, figure you've got 45 minutes to.
Well, that would help the resale value.
Yeah.
Like, you know, most people end up buying 3 or 4 in a year.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because they break it in case of emergency.
Fucking throw it against the wall.
Yeah, that, or, you know, it's not a bad idea that, too, is like basically like every time you open up the cookie jar, it registers it.
Whoa.
And it can tell how many cookies are left.
How about an alarm?
So when somebody says, you're like, how many cookies did you eat? You're like, I only had like 2 or 3. And you're like,
yeah.
It's like half the thing's gone.
Right.
Yeah.
The cookies have disappeared. One cookie was eaten at 4:15 a.m.
Yeah, the box talks back. It's
right.
Like, at 2 a.m. Yeah. Somebody reached into the cookie jar and grabbed 2 cookies.
Number one stole the cookie from the cookie jar. Right.
And at 3 a.m., somebody opened it up.
You got to name your.
They tried to do it slowly.
Uh-huh.
They were trying to open it slowly.
Want to be funny? A cookie jar with a sensor that sets off an alarm when you reach for it and takes your picture. You know?
Well, that's it. It just takes a photo of everybody. That way, you know, you know, the old thing was who stole the cookies from the cookie jar. Mm-hmm. It's like, who took the cookies?
Right.
No one's going to fess up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So what do they do? There it is.
Yeah, there's the safe. Boom. Wow.
But that's, you know what I mean? That's just like, fuck that. You know, you're going to tell me when I can eat a cookie.
By the way, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup has a lot more chocolate than this one.
Yeah, that's just
the, than the pumpkin.
There's a lot more peanut butter.
A lot more
butter
peanut butter.
Less which chocolate. Is okay if you don't want to be, you know, because peanut butter is, you know, better than chocolate, isn't it, when it comes to your fat caloric intake?
Go get me another one, will you?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, no
good.
Problem.
That was delicious.
Go get me another one.
Yeah. But I love the Reese's.
Mm. We gave out nose candy at my house last night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I wonder why you're eating so much.
Yeah.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
I knocked on his door about 14 times in a row.
Yeah.
No, in the old days.
You got all paranoid.
All different costumes. No, coming back to the house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid in Parkland, one year, you know how you like
the same costume, different mask.
Just every time you're more jittery.
Yeah.
It looks like I look like one of the things that waving things in front of a store.
Yeah,
you know,
your knock goes from trick or treat to come on, motherfucker, come on out here. Yeah, we didn't have any. We didn't have really. I saw kids walking. Like we live in a cul-de-sac, so mm-hmm. I saw some kids that were walking like down the main road.
Right. But why wouldn't they come down here, man?
Maybe they're well. You know, the Mexican's house next door. It was all dark.
Right.
You know, they're like, we're not giving away candy. So I guess the idea is if you're not going to give away candy, you shut all your lights off to make people think you're not home.
By the way, I noticed you've got all that brick and mortar and shit out there. What are you doing? You building a wall? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm building a wall.
Stupid fuck.
Can we, you know.
Anyway, but just the candy thing.
Yeah.
We used to in Parkland, you know, real neighborhood back then. You know, we had a bunch of neighbors. So we'd mix some cocktails and, you know, somebody's garage and driveway would be the party thing.
Right.
And, you know, it was usually normally my house. And one year I've got some burgers and shit going, cooking. Ran out of candy. I'm cutting Hebrew National hot dogs and putting, you know, toothpicks in them. And the kids are walking by, have a hot dog, get out of here.
Right.
And it was funny.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it was a few years ago, my wife and I were at our friend Dick and Carol's house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did. They live in a nice little, you know, a lot of kids in the neighborhood.
Right.
I think that's what's happened there. I think a lot of the kids in this neighborhood have grown up.
Yeah, of course.
Like, you know, a lot of kids, like I've been here for 12 years in this house.
Yeah.
So a lot of the families and the kids are.
That 8-year-old kid who knocked on your door that year one is 20. And he's, you know, not,
yeah.
He's not trick-or-treating.
He's probably not even here. Yeah. He might have moved or something.
He's illegally, gone. He's drinking illegally at some party.
So we didn't, you know.
Halloween party.
Right. So there's kids, what they're doing now, I found out a thing called Trunk or Treat.
Yeah, what is that, man?
It's a bunch of parents, they buy candy, they drive their car to a location, and everybody parks, like if you're at a concert, you know what I mean? All the cars park on the grass.
Right.
Lined up next to each other.
Right.
And then the other ones go this way, and they make like long rows, like a supermarket of cars almost.
Right.
Aisles of cars.
Right.
Everyone opens up their trunk and decorates it
mm-hmm.
in a different theme. And then the kids walk down and they go to each car and get a piece of candy.
That's nice. It's like
it's called Trunk or Treat.
Cool, man.
Trunk or Treat. So that's
like
what
it.
That's what kids are doing now.
Yeah, they don't go to the mall anymore. They don't go to the malls.
Well, actually, I was at Gulfstream Park mm-hmm. this Halloween. I was DJing, and all the kids. There were 20 different locations where they can get candy.
Yeah.
They all got a treat map.
But which what you said on Halloween? What Halloween was Monday?
Monday,
is that Monday?
Correct. Yes.
So it was on a Monday.
On a Monday, it was
what
from,
time?
From 5 o'clock until 8:30.
Okay, so that's. After school, before bedtime, perfect.
Mm-hmm. No, what time do you think you're going to have fucking Halloween for the kids?
No, but I'm saying,
midnight?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
some people
yeah.
complain because the kids are out, it's too late, and they get home. You know,
yeah, usually when the kids are out, just as it's starting to get dark, you'd see the little kids walking around the neighborhood, you know, walking with their parents.
Here's a word I heard today.
But hold on a second. So these kids, he was telling a story about
it. It was a good event. The kids got to walk around.
So then they got to walk around to different places.
And they could come back. Doing dancing.
How many were there?
Music.
A lot of people there?
Oh, there was 1,000 people there.
Yeah, wow. That's the parents
people.
Calling that one. Hey, we're gonna go trick-or-treating, but we're going to do it.
They let the
over
kids
here.
Go, but their parents were at Martini Bar on the second floor getting tanked for happy hour.
It's more tolerable.
Yeah, you know.
That's good about that trunk or treat because you really don't have to walk that far for the next candy.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes
right.
you go to these neighborhoods, the houses are like you know.
Right.
And it really sucks when you knock on somebody's door and there's nobody there.
Don't you think that you should experience that once at least as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
To walk in door to door.
Sure.
Like, of course. Put the trek in, get your fucking pillowcase, and try to get as many houses as you can. That was the goal back then.
That was
now it's just like a million candies, and it's over in 5 seconds.
Like, how long did it take you to do, like you said, the pillowcase, right? The
first thing
you
do is
you forget the bag, get the pillowcase. But then, like, for a while there, we finally learned after a few years, hey, you know what? Why are we going to our neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we would find a good neighborhood.
Why, you know,
and
why, yeah.
We would wear roller skates, and we would skate to every house as fast as we could. And I would go to the nice neighborhood. Like, I was from Bayshore, but we would go to Brightwaters and go trick or treating in Brightwaters.
Yeah, you go to the better neighborhood.
Yeah, they had the good candies.
The fucking candy corns.
And all the streets in Brightwaters were like, you can kill it and get a full pillowcase full of candy back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
I miss those days.
Well, I grew up in an apartment building. Can you imagine if you grew up in Manhattan? I'm in a 17-story apartment building with two sides of the building.
Yeah.
So you take the elevator up to the 17th floor.
Yep.
You ring two doors. That's it. You stand there, and you get your little fucking bucket
with
that little orange thing, whatever the
hell. Jack-o'-lantern head
or whatever
it is.
Back then, people didn't use pillowcases. We were in greedy little fucks. But here's a word I have not heard in years, and I don't know if you've ever heard of this word, Elgin, or if they ever did this down here. UNICEF. When's the last time you guys heard somebody talk about
it? I haven't heard about that UNICEF. In a long time, actually.
I was talking to my friend Marcy today.
That feeds world hungry?
Yeah, and when I was a kid, we used to rob them blind, but people would give you money for UNICEF in addition to candy. So if you had your official school...
It was a little box.
A little cardboard box.
I remember it. With a slot in the top.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got to sign the thing.
So you walk around trick-or-treating with it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you collect money for UNICEF?
Yeah. Half for you and half for Seth.
No, for yourself.
Yeah.
That's
UNICEF.
Some people are going for UNICEF. I'm going for myself.
Right, but it's interesting. But the whole Halloween thing, man. First of all,
I think it's dying out, right? I think, parents, like... I mean, you're a costume guy. You're getting it, I just don't have...
It's kid shit, man. It's a kid's fucking holiday.
Yeah, well, I don't, really I, you know, really, I just, I don't know whether vibe. It's that or that. I sometimes if everybody gets into like crazy. Doing the, you know what I mean, getting into it. Like, again, the last
Satan's,
costume, the last
Satan's, co- it's Satan's holiday.
The last costume I had was was like Caesar. Which is great because you had a purple robe.
But the salad?
With a white sat. I walked around as a salad.
It's a crouton on your head.
So I went as a Caesar. My wife was a Roman chick.
Caesar once. Go ahead.
You're gonna go through that fucking door in a second and you keep interrupting me.
Wait, your wife was what? A Roman?
No,
chick?
When I was Caesar. She was
gladiator?
Like a girl from Lesbos. Yeah, the island Lesbos.
She gladiator. Wow.
Peter, listen, if it's not funny the first time, you're repeating it.
Elgin's
not gonna
laughing.
Fucking,
I'm just laughing because I know he's getting mad.
Because you're not. Exactly.
Which is why I do
and
this.
And I'm letting you go because I know Dougie's going to get mad and eventually he's going to explode.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious to watch.
As I look at the clock and I realize that we just wasted 3 minutes on.
Wasted? On what?
That was gold.
Being in the back.
Yeah. At any rate. So, I just think Halloween is one of those things that are, maybe another couple decades, it'll, right?
Well, I don't know what it is, but there's a disconnect with people connecting now because everything is all in technology.
Right.
So, the idea of trick-or-treating door-to-door is so beyond people because everybody's so here,
What if somebody created an app that instead of kids going around walking around, right, they created an app and they would actually... Like in Pokemon, they would actually go through neighborhoods. They would go to actual houses. The house would then say, "Here's a Snickers bar," right? Because they would actually buy. They would buy that. They would say, "Look, each house would buy a baggage of candy."
Uh-huh.
When somebody ring on their doorbell, they go, "Here's a Snickers bar." Next person just send them a fucking wacky wafer, whatever, and just get different stuff. And then the kid brings in the bag. It's paid for, right? He got all that candy, and he didn't go anywhere.
And they hold their bag under the machine. They scan their phone, and it goes. It just fills up their bucket.
I got news for you.
They go to a local. They go to a local.
That's a good idea.
You know what the rich kids do in Boca? You're gonna love this. Honest to God, they have like my friend lives in like a St. Andrews and shit. The kids, the golf course gives up like their fucking golf carts.
Wow.
So these lazy fucking kids get to ride around. They have a parade of kids with this Halloween thing, and they go house to house.
in golf carts with the fucking parents driving it. So that's what they do. Now, next year, I got a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to send a fucking drone trick-or-treating.
Mm.
Right? Good idea, right?
Yeah, I'm sure that'll, that'll be good.
You dress up your drone and
hovering
fucking
in the fucking foyer of the front door.
You know what? Right. You're right. Dougie's going to, there's going to be an app.
Uh-huh.
And you see what house has what candy.
Yeah.
You click on all the houses you want, and then you send your drone, and it goes and picks it all up and brings it back to you.
Get like a package. Like
we can make $1 million.
Like you went to your friend's birthday party when you were a kid. Remember you'd get that thing to go home with? Remember you're a little kid, you went to somebody's party, they give you a little bag of the treats.
Oh, yeah, goodie bag, yeah.
Yeah, goodie bag to go home with. You're like, hey, I didn't get it. I remember one time I bugged this poor lady because I was as a kid. They ran out. They didn't have any goodie bags left for me.
Right.
And I bugged this fucking poor woman for like a month.
She made you pork chop.
I went back. I'm like, hey, did you ever get my... And I went back. I was persistent, little fuck. I remember, and to this day, I still remember her face. Like, you know, and after a while, she said, I got to get this kid
something. He was 19, by the way.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like...
Well, we used to go trick-or-treating, and when they would give us pennies, we'd throw them back at the house.
Yeah.
One time, pennies. We threw it back at the house, and they came out. We were fucking scared because we thought we were going to get killed. And also, we egged a couple of houses.
Oh, right. Shit, I know.
And then, there was one point where we used to take flour and put it inside of a sock.
Right.
A long tube sock.
Did that. Yeah.
And we used to go and beat people up and pound take their candy.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did.
A little guy like you.
I went around with a crew of guys, and I was like the little guy.
He was a sneaky little fuck.
I was like, hey, fuck you. And I would get away with shit because I know I had all these people protecting me.
You never had some... We had fights like that. We had like we.
There's always that little guy.
Like we didn't... When I was younger, we didn't have eggs, but we had the shaving cream where you'd put an aerosol top on it instead of the regular one. So you'd stream shaving cream at people.
Oh, wow.
No shit. You know, so you change the top. And then, every once in a while, you'd carry eggs.
You're a genius.
In case, because you would get attacked by other hordes of kids.
Yep.
That were trick or treating. One time they tried to steal.
Oh, violence!
They're throwing eggs. They pelt you with eggs. Well, there was one year. Jesus. We had the water guns, right? We filled them with vinegar.
Ooh. Oh man!
Yeah.
Wow. How come? That what does that do? It makes you smell.
You sit. Stinks. They just hit you with eggs and they're out of their eggs and you come running up and start. Oh, and the guy's like, I remember one time I'm squirting the guy with this fucking gun. And he was like, oh, you hit me with water. Ooh. And then, it was like a older teenager. And the next thing, it was like, what the fuck? He starts smelling. Like, hey, you're full of vinegar, you stupid fuck. You smell like a douche.
That'd be hysterical. And I used to do this in high school. You ever work with fruit flies in high school, in biology lab and shit? Fruit flies?
I know what
they
are.
They do that anymore, Dougie?
We used to do frogs. I dissected a frog.
Okay, we used to have, and they'd have jars of ether because we used to do things with fruit flies and also use the ether on the frogs, knock them out, do shit to them, and boom, right? I would take fucking paper towels from the bathroom and I would pour like ether all over it and stick it under somebody's desk like before the class started.
Get the fuck out
of here. So somebody would be sitting, and I swear to God, the bell rings, people walk in, some kid sits down at the desk. And, they're writing, and within 5 fucking minutes, their head hits the goddamn table.
Yeah.
Bang! From the ether.
Is it odorless?
Yeah.
So
completely odorless.
So they're just hanging out, doing their little shit, doodling, and I've seen them.
And all of a sudden, you pass out. Now, imagine filling a water gun with that shit and blasting somebody in the chest with, like, a couple of nice big shots, soaking them. With one of those big super soakers.
And they go, water. And the next thing, like, 4 houses down, like, trick and rip.
Yeah. Well, actually, there was a while there we did that where we pissed in a bucket. That was a college prank. We did that in college because when you had the super soakers. Yeah, the real guns.
Yeah.
We all did that, and we.
That's ugh.
Yeah.
Had the girls take it?
Yeah. There was a there was a RA on the dorms at the college at Flagler. There was a RA meeting.
Resident assistant.
Right.
You know what that is?
Yeah. Right. You know what a resident assistant is?
Of course, at a college.
Yeah.
A resident,
at a dorm, somebody
they
kind of
watch
on each
over,
floor.
They're like your babysitter.
Oversee, like the college version of a security guard.
Right.
Yeah.
So, there's this one douchebag.
Big brother.
There's this one douchebag that I grabbed him by the neck and almost choked him because at the time my girlfriend, dad had died.
Oh, yeah.
And I had gotten a call and something we're going to talk about today, but I got a call. There's a payphone in the middle of the hallway. You didn't have phones in your dorm. So hey, some guy, dude, it's your fucking phone. I'm like, what the fuck? What did you get? I get to the phone. My girlfriend at the time told me that her mom and dad got in a car accident and the dad died.
See there?
Oh my god.
So So I was like, phew. And the RA, this prick, comes running over. He's like, you got to make sure you tell people to not call late at night. And I fucking walked up to the guy. He's a bigger guy. He was like, I think he played basketball for the fucking college. I literally grabbed him and just fucking threw him up against the wall. And I go, my girlfriend's dad just died, you fucking ass.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, and he was like, oh, you know.
Right.
And he stood there. He was like, oh, shitting himself. And then he had told some other people, like, if that fucker, I'm going to kick his ass if I ever see him, you know. Yeah. So the RAs were having a meeting.
They said they were going to kick your ass?
No, he mouthed off to some people, like, you know, I don't know who he thinks he is. I'm going to kick his fucking ass.
Ah, huh.
There was another buddy of mine who played soccer with us, lived on the dorm floor. He had told me that it had been said. He goes, yeah. He basically said to him, like, yeah, you really look like you're going to kick his ass when you're shitting yourself when he had you by the neck.
Right.
So these guys were all getting together at this place, at this little like snack bar.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that. We fucking got pails of piss.
Oh, Jesus.
And water. We mixed it so we'd have enough. We realized we're not pissing enough
right.
to fill up
more
this
beer.
Fucking super score.
More beer.
Super score. So, you know, we mixed it up nice.
Yeah.
And we did throw vinegar. It was a shit pot of...
Ugh.
And there. And then we filled up the super, two super soakers.
Oh, boy.
And we can only really fill up, you know, it wasn't even that much. So we and then, of course...
How fucking big were these super soakers?
I mean, we're talking
the,
about
the,
big ones.
The yellow, you know, one, like or the green one?
I know the one, like maybe twice the jug of this.
Okay, yeah, that's like the green or yellow one. That's a
gallon.
So we filled two or three of those, I think.
Holds
it was
a gallon, no?
I think it was like a liter.
No, they're like a liter. They're like two or three of these.
Yeah. Oh, like a Coke, those are big Coke bottles, like a liter.
Yeah,
right? it was like if this was a, like half a big, like that big.
Yeah. So, you know, you get three or four people pissing. You know, and so anyway,
we
built them up. And I would say, about half of it was piss, the other half was vinegar and water. So these guys were...
That's where the expression came from, full of piss and vinegar,
yeah,
by the way.
Well, these guys were hanging out, you know, at the snack bar having their meeting.
Yeah.
You know, and two or three of us just smoked through, the walk through there. And, you know, we had like ski masks on and shit, like we're all fucking around.
Oh, good.
And we broke out the super soakers. And just started like fucking,
oh my God,
hitting them with it. And they're like, what the fuck? And they're standing there. And then they got up. And of course, you know, the second person came in and just got them from the other way. They turned around and got it. We got lost. And then it was funny. So
did you run?
I wasn't one of the people because it was decided that I would be recognized.
Oh, so they went and took that hit for you.
There was a couple people that didn't like this guy, these guys, and they said, you know, we're gonna, you know.
But you were involved in the pissing.
Yeah, I pissed the shit out of
that. So you contributed.
Yeah, I contributed.
Beautiful.
Nice.
But I remember these guys were talking about it. They were talking, hey, we got fucking guys an asshole. Yeah, well, what are you gonna do? And it's one guy's idea. Like, they're gonna have this meeting, let's fuck with them. Hmm. And one guy was gonna take shit. They wanted to go. One guy's idea was to go around the neighborhood.
It's a BM.
In St. Augustine and just try to find dog shit every, you know what I mean? And there's always by the fort, you know, people walk there, just dog shit. So we would pick up dog shit or, you know, whatever. And there was an idea. And then we're like, hey, that's a great idea. And then we'll throw it at them, you know, throw it at whatever.
Okay, so let me ask you, what was the consequence of all this?
First of all, they didn't know who the fuck it was.
Right.
You know, this wasn't like somebody did something and somebody retaliated. This was just, these guys were talking about this shit. And I was talking, I'm like, yeah, I And they said, yeah, Dougie almost choked the fucking one guy, you know, so they hated the RAs. Mm. Well, one guy got in trouble because it was a co-ed. It wasn't, right, no, I mean, the women were separate.
Okay.
The women are on one side of the building, we were on the other. So, but this dude was in, he was in there with his girl.
Oh,
right. Okay.
And so one of the guys, he got reported. You know,
yeah,
so,
but
you know,
come on,
they didn't report getting sprayed with piss?
No, that's what I'm saying. They did, but they were trying to find out who it was, and nobody would admit to
it. And only that one person got caught because he was in the girl's room?
No, right. But that had happened, whatever. So the idea, these are three or four people that didn't like the RAs.
Yeah,
right?
No,
and
I get
I didn't. I like a bunch of fucking
douchebags. So they had it coming, is what you're saying.
Yeah, so they, you know, this was just a build-up, hey, let's do something. And then one of us, I think it was me, I said, well, they're going to meet. They have a meeting, you know, it's on the bulletin boards. It says all RAs are meeting at the snack bar or whatever. Because I remember when I read that, I thought, I'm not going to go to the snack bar like these fucking pricks.
That's terrible.
You know? But the idea of the guy with
What'd
the shit.
What'd you do all day?
The guy with the shit, I'm like, we all thought it was a good idea to pick up. Then we're like, we really want to spend our day going around picking up dog shit? I mean,
no.
It's going to backfire. You know, it's almost like, who, you know, like that's stupid. You're wasting, you know, to pelt them with shit. I mean, you know, you picked it up all day, you fucking idiot. Mm.
Sounds so like that's Animal House, man. Sounds like you went to school with John Belushi and shit.
Yeah, well,
it wasn't
that crazy
situation.
Yeah, but the piss was
Did
funny.
Did you get to go to community college?
It was a 4-year school, Peter. anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm here with Elgin David.
What up?
And this fucking
What's
asshole.
What's this guy?
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be back with an interesting thought.
Like, yes.
Because, you know, we have What's Grabbing Me, and of course our other segment, What Would You Do If? Mm-hmm. You know, what would you do if?
So what would you do?
Peter had Peter mentioned something that happened, so we're going to talk about that. And we'll be back with that right after this.
Hey, this is Jose Sardui, and you are listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Or as my dad would say, this is Jose Sardui, and you listening to the Wake Up with Dougie late show. He wake up late? Is he lazy? I don't understand. Okay, bye-bye.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
ELO for you. They're supposed to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, or one of the people that are nominated to be potentially nominated to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, Jeff Lynne's just such a talented son of a bitch, and he's been involved with so many different projects and worked with Harrison and the Traveling Wilburys that, you know, belong in that Hall of Fame. That lineup, man. Dylan, Jeff Lynne, George Harrison,
right.
Tom Petty, fucking Roy Orbison.
Yeah.
You're talking about five. I can't believe I named all of them just like that, but
they were
five
great
superstars. What a great, I mean,
Traveling Wilburys.
Right.
Not to be confused with the hankering Dillberries.
Yeah, and the schmankering ding stinkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to like the ELO, you know, had some good songs. But they don't have that many good songs. Like you said, the guy was involved in a lot of, you know, live, they were great.
Listen, I personally play like three ELO songs, and Strange Evil Woman, bump bump bump, dun 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 dun. You know,
yeah.
Evil Woman. That's a great tune. I mean,
right,
there's so many great ELO tunes. You know, you'd really have to look at their catalog and go, "Holy shit!" If you saw a concert, an ELO concert, you go, "Oh my god, I remember that hit." Then you go, "Oh my god, I remember that song."
Yeah.
You go, "Oh my."
Which, by the way, thanks again for the tickets for the Little River Band.
Oh, you're welcome. Man.
Went out Saturday night. Peter Ladd gave us VIP tickets for PGA National to watch a private engagement of the Little River Band. It was a couple songs into it where I finally, oh, I know this song.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know, they had about four. Here's the funny thing. They had four or five major hits. They started out in the 70s. Now, the original Little River Band, there was not one original member that you saw on Saturday night.
Really?
The guy in the middle, the lead singer, the bald guy with the white hair, you know.
Yeah.
He joined them in 82. And then everybody eventually over the next 10, 15 years quit the band, and they kept adding musicians. Listen, when you go see the four tops now, it's only like the one top and three bottoms.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like the same fucking Elvis.
I remember seeing something, a documentary or something where these people were performing,
mm-hmm,
and it was a black Motown group or something like that.
They all did it.
And then the actual members,
uh-huh,
two or three of the actual members went to this concert,
right?
And these guys are getting out of getting off the stage and walking over to the to the bus, whatever. And the original members are standing there,
right?
And they're like, these guys walk up, like,
Hi there.
Hey, man.
excuse me.
The guy's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
How can you say you're the, you know, whatever, the Londells or whatever the fuck they were?
Yeah, man. Let me talk to you for just 1 second.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a knife
Anything
fight.
Anything to do a fucking bad black guy accent.
There's a knife fight and a shooting.
Any chance.
You know what I mean? But that's it's amazing with these bands that they say that so-and-so is performing. Then you're like, you're like cool in the gang.
Right.
It's like one guy from Cool in the Gang. Well, he was the guy who played the fucking cymbals.
Yeah, now it's uncool in the gang. They call it uncool because Cool dead, man.
Yeah.
He died. So it's not right, didn't he?
I don't know. Let me look it up. Let's find out.
I'm just teasing. But I'm just kidding. But like when you see, and you know, but there are, so listen.
101 ways Peter likes to bring a show to a crashing halt.
Paul McCartney's been dead, you know, secretly since 1968.
No, he's still alive.
No, that's what they said. They switched him with a replacement, right?
Yeah, he's a clone.
Isn't there also a conspiracy theory that Ringo is not the Ringo, the real Ringo? The guy parading around now is Ringo.
Yeah.
Is not Ringo.
No, that's not true.
There's a real Ringo star, but it wasn't him.
No, this guy
is like a double that's taking his place.
No, this is absolutely Ringo. All right. So, I mean, I know that for a fact. I love Ringo Starr.
All right. So before the break, we were talking about something that's happened. Like, we like to talk about what if. Like, you know, it's any time you guys ever thought, like, what if this happened to you? Right? And it's nothing really crazy. Like, what if somebody pulled a gun on you? Or, by the way, another clown attack. I saw a post on Facebook. This one black kid had come out, scared the shit out of this one kid in the street.
Oh,
and the kid, again, has like 8 million followers on his YouTube page. And then he was walking down the neighborhood, and the brother standing there, and the guy comes at him. Guy's got a gun. He pistol whips him.
Yeah. And then the videos of him explaining it. What the hell did you think was going to happen, you idiot?
Yeah. Hey, man, it's a prank. I told you it's a prank. I'm like, well, I just fucking bitch slapped you with my gun. That's a prank.
This is a gun.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah, so.
He could have got shot.
No one gives a shit. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he started running like he was, you know. So, Peter.
Yes, sir.
Gets a late night call.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah. And you know what? The last late, it's funny because I don't think my home phones rang 5 times in a week, 9 o'clock in the morning till midnight. I mean, nobody ever calls my home phone.
You know, our
anymore.
Home phone isn't even on anymore.
Right.
I mean, it's on, but the ringer isn't on. Like, you see the thing on TV, so-and-so's calling, the ID, I'm like, it's full.
Oh, it's attached to your TV. Oh, right. So Comcast, they flash on your thing that says that, oh, Peter Leonard's trying to call your home number.
Right.
So, but, yeah, do you have a home phone, Elgin?
No, I don't.
Your girlfriend? No, you live with your girl now.
Yeah, we don't have a home phone.
So there's no home phone now.
None. No landline.
Do you have a an alarm system in the house?
Yep.
And it's wireless.
No, it's wired, but we don't have it hooked up to the telephone.
It goes to your cell phones. It goes to your cell phone. If like somebody breaks in,
yeah,
they'll call your cell phone.
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
It calls the alarm company. It's called a wireless system. That means that they send it. See, for years
They still send a call to the police department.
Yes, for years you couldn't. You had to have a home phone for the mere reason if you wanted
an alarm system,
it had to fucking be the phone system. I'm sorry.
No, so you're saying. So you get a call. Right.
Yeah, and it was you don't turn the light on, you have to look at the number, and I just rolled over and my phone was sitting on the bed.
At what time was it?
3:02.
In the morning or afternoon?
In the morning, 3:02 in the morning. And I just looked at the phone and go,
the legalization of marijuana was on the ballot in your area.
And I go, what? I was fucking
a recording.
It was a robocall.
Robocall, yeah.
And I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And it was an 850 number when I slammed the phone down. So this morning I called it back, and they actually by...
That was on your cell phone?
No, the home phone.
The home phone, okay.
By 8:30 in the morning, they had already addressed the problem and had a... And when you called that number back, it said, we apologize. We had a computer glitch last night, and 80,000 phones calls went out between 2 and 3:30 a.m.
Yeah.
We apologize if you have received that call. We apologize. We have dismantled the system, and it will not happen
again. I wonder if Donna Brazile had something to do with that.
Isn't that crazy? Or, you know, who knows?
Well, but like you said, like when the phone rings, like, and here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, we only have the house phone rings. The TV's off. We don't know it's ringing.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody real important is ever going to call our house phone.
Right.
That's just, you know, so, but the cell phones, but I have to keep my cell phone on. I have to keep it charged, you know, because it's usually charging at night. So I got to keep it somewhere nearby. But my cell phone doesn't ring like a house phone. If you have the house phone on, like in the old days,
uh-huh.
my sometimes for some reason, my Apple phone doesn't even ring all the time. Like, you know, And then sometimes I'm in a meeting or I'm doing a show like this, and I turn it off and I forget to turn the ring. So who knows? So I haven't gotten a call late at night, but if I've gotten a call at 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, the first thing you do, you get a little nervous before you answer the call. You're like, who the fuck is calling me at 3 a.m. in the morning?
I'm going to ask you guys a question. You know, top three things that pop in your mind, who that person is on the other end of the phone. Elgin, top three people.
Who it is? It could be my mom. My girlfriend, or just one of my best friends, or my sister.
And the reason that the call came in.
And why? Why would somebody call? Somebody died.
Okay, that's one.
Someone needs a ride, a drunk.
Okay.
Or someone got in an accident.
Right.
There you go. Dougie, your turn. The three people and three incidents.
Well, I would. The first thing I'd ask is if my wife's daughter was home. I'd say, honey, is Josie home? You know, I think it's her calling. Or somebody from the family.
Okay.
Right. Let me know something. Or the police.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
I've been woken up in the middle of the night by the police because they said, they were like, we're so sorry to bother you. It's Coral Springs in this house. We are so sorry to bother you. This is the Coral Springs Police Department. You know, we're in the area, car, whatever, something. We're just, you may have an officer walking around the house. Just want to let you know, just to let you know.
So you don't pull out your gun and shoot somebody walking in your backyard.
Yeah, next thing you know, I put a copper on his ass.
Yeah, wow.
You know.
Well, my turn. I would think the top three would be.
But you that, or someone's got an accident, or someone's in jail.
There you go.
Like a friend's in jail.
Right.
And you got to, hey, man, I hate to tell you this.
Yeah. Can you help me out?
You ever have anybody do that?
Yes, I have. And I've also been the one to call somebody.
Yeah, I've never called anybody, but I've gotten a couple calls.
Yeah.
We're like, hey, man, I hate to ask you this. I have no one else to call.
Yeah.
But is there any way you can come down to the Fort Lauderdale Police Department? And I need about $1,000 to bail me out.
I had a friend call me. I won't say his name, Mark Hibnick. And the guy, I haven't talked to the guy in maybe 15 years.
Don't say his name, Mark Hibnick.
Yeah, but.
but he was one of these nerdy radio reps, and really nerdy guy and balding and fun, just a real nut job.
Right.
And he had gotten picked up, I read his name in the paper, actually. He worked at a radio station in West Palm. I see his name in the paper under this crack sweep at a fucking hotel in downtown West Palm. But then he calls me one night. He says, Peter, you got to do me a favor. I go, what is? I need $300. I said, for what? He goes, I'm in jail. I go, what happened? He goes,
oh, shit.
And he was married. He had just gotten married. He goes, what is he? He goes, well, they're saying that I propositioned a prostitute. The girl walked up to my car, and I kiddingly said, hey, oh, yeah, how much? And next thing I know, they were locking me. I said, listen, call your wife, man. I'm sorry.
That's, really? You let him go down in flames?
Well, listen.
That's why he's calling you. You don't want to call your wife. What are you in jail for?
Well, call a better friend than me.
Could anybody, if that actually happened, if you got arrested for soliciting a prostitute, if your wife came to pick you up, she's going to probably ask, what did my husband get arrested for? Right.
Of course.
You would hope, and then you're like, oh God.
Right.
So you think he called somebody else? You think he actually called his wife? Do you ever speak to him again? I imagine not.
No, I don't think.
I don't think he called you ever again after that one.
No, I might not have.
Yeah.
Spoken to him, but I know they got divorced. A couple of years later.
Seems like they were on Rocky Road before.
Yeah.
Right. If you're married and getting prostitutes.
Yeah. Well, he claims that it was.
Of course you're not. Who's going to admit to it? Who's going to admit to it?
Right. That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Who's going to admit to? Yeah, I was.
You're the only one I know who says they go to these massage parlors and shit.
That's not like prostitution. That's therapeutic.
Right.
If you're getting an actual massage, it's.
Boy, they cracked down in Lauderdale.
I saw that. They busted all these people.
There had to be
in Hollywood, there was nine or ten spas that all got busted at these Asian massage parlors.
And did you read all the names, though?
Who got busted?
There was eight massage parlors. I guess they were doing a sting operation over a matter of. Here's the greatest thing about that.
Operation Reach Around was called.
Yeah, Operation I'll Do It. You know what I mean?
And I'll volunteer for that.
Yeah, of course. And the cops are like, okay, we're going to do this. We want to see all our single officers. Mm-hmm. What about me? You're married. But fuck, man. I'm a good cop. Right. I could do it.
I'm the best candidate for this. I got a wedding band. I'm the only believable guy here.
Yeah.
I'm married. I got to get a rub down.
Yeah. So they busted like around 12 or 15, 20 women.
Mm-hmm. There was only one non-Asian chick. I counted the names. Yeah. One nun is a Puerto Rican chick.
And what did they do to them?
They probably hold them for a day or two, then they get out.
And then they just open up another shop.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you going to do? Right? And what else are those girls going to do?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Laundry. Nails. What else?
Well, you know, that's kind of...
work in a restaurant.
But here's the thing.
You blow it out, listen,
if you're an Asian massage therapist, mm-hmm. one of these Asian chicks... Right, and you know, listen. I
go to school and get a license.
They don't make. I don't think they make any of the money on the massage. No. They probably just make the tip. So their tips are anywhere between.
Take the whole thing. I think they take the whole thing. Not just the tip.
Just the tip.
Yeah. So let's say they have 5 or 6 clients. You know, so they're probably making $300 or $400 a day.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you're not going to make that doing nails. Unless you're you know, a big practice going.
Who pays $100 for a hand job?
Well, listen, if you go into these places, some of them will end up, you know, like, hey, you know, I special, do something special. Then they whip their boob out. And they look, you're like, wow, that's nice. You know, but I just want a massage.
Right.
You know, hey, or whatever.
And I got a friend in Jersey, and this is
for those of you guys who go to these things. You got to be, you know, go ahead, I'll give you this much, and then they don't do anything. You got to, if you're going to do that, you got to say, look, if you want something, here's what's special to me. You know, gobble, gobble, gobble. That'll be special, and I'd pay this for that, and then you know, now you're negotiating, and that's when it becomes. There was one I would go to mm-hmm. that would never. You know, you get your massage. You know, whether they did it or didn't. You know, it was like whatever. Right. You know what I mean? That's how it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And when you ask, when you, hey, you stick around, you know, wiggling your dick around, like, hey, are we done?
Yeah.
No, but you know what I mean? But when you go to the ones where they start bugging you about it, you're like, I didn't come here to fucking think. You know, now it's become a chore.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just, no, you know, let me, fuck it. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to give you $150 and then you jerk me off anyway. I mean,
right.
Anyway, those are things that happen. Speaking of people that got, you remember the story about the guy that bit somebody's face over there? And where was this?
And on the bridge down in Miami.
No. New Smyrna or whatever it was, somewhere up in Florida.
Oh, the kid. He killed the two people.
Then the husband and wife.
Yeah, what happened to him?
A little bit of catch up on that story. This is something that's kind of gotten my attention. Face biter attacker says, I ate something bad. Humans. That's what he told the cop.
Oh, I love that.
I think I ate something bad. I think it was human.
I got my stomach ache.
Yeah.
West Palm Beach, Florida. The Florida college student accused of killing people or a couple and chewing off the dead man's face told deputies, help me, I ate something bad. And then admitted it was humans.
Oh, what an idiot.
And he spit a piece of flesh out.
Oh, fuck.
Court document said. Austin Harhoff. Harhoff. He's only 19 years old.
Harhoff.
He begged deputies to kill him.
He's out of the hospital, right? Did he drink? You know, he drank some shit in their garage, and he was in the hospital for weeks, possibly over a month.
Mm.
Is that what that says?
The deputies say they found him, the former high school muscular kid, I guess he played football,
yeah,
in his underwear, making animal noises and biting Steven's face
mm-hmm.
as he's pinned. He pinned the victim's body to the driveway.
Well, he didn't have a good meal when he went out with his parents an hour earlier.
They didn't let him get an appetizer.
He walked out on the meal. That was it. And it was funny because he actually ordered finger food. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Yeah.
That's pretty disgusting.
Less than an hour before the attack, Harhoff was having dinner with his father, sister, and a friend at a restaurant about 4 miles from the victim's house. Surveillance video shows him calmly walking about 45 minutes before the stabbings, and his family was concerned. Yeah, well, this is this guy, jail time, just kill him. Just put him in the night.
What's going to happen is, first of all, a situation like this, unless he was on some kind of a drug that, you know, all that other shit, they'll take the guy and just fucking put him in a nut house for many, many years. And, you know, if they send him to a prison, first, it's going to be for a very long time.
He's not getting out.
He killed two people and he stabbed this guy across the street also.
Right.
So he's done, but it's going to be a question of, is he going to be in population where if he's really crazy and he attacks some fucking prisoners?
Well, they put him in population, somebody just kills him and gets over with.
That would be great, unless he's this really big guy.
Speaking of food,
yeah.
By the way, Venezuela is telling its hungry city dwellers to grow their own food. Boy, you're lucky you're from Puerto Rico and not Venezuela.
Oh, yeah, you think so?
Yeah. I mean, well, Puerto Rico's in bad shape, too, right now.
Absolutely, it is.
But Venezuela, there's no food. I mean, people are letting people into Colombia to go shopping, you know, but where they have money.
Right.
You know? So now the idea of the Venezuelan government is we don't have grow your own.
Right.
Right?
Wow. Are they going to pull the sidewalks up so they can actually have dirt under there or what? There's not much dirt over there in, like, the big cities, no? The big cities, they can probably afford food. You're talking about the little villages in the mountains and shit like that, these people? They have good food. You can actually grow. I guess it gets cold in the fucking summer there, though, man. You got to grow shit that's going to, you know, flourish and bloom within a 6 to 7 month period every year. Right, Elgin? You know about that stuff. When you grow up on a farm?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Farming is my fucking
Could you could you become self-sufficient? No. I mean, at this point, you know, we got some coconuts falling out there. Maybe every once in a while we get some
avocado.
We got the avocado.
I mean, if you had to, and you know, nobody would come and steal your shit, and you had to have like a little garden, you could probably maintain it, have a couple different vegetables, but you'd have to live obviously a vegetarian lifestyle because you're not going to be out there killing meat or nothing.
Yeah, you're not going to be out there with cows
and
shit.
Now you're vegetarian.
First of all, if you're going to have to, you're going to have chickens. And you're used to that. Both of you from where, Colombia. So if you have chickens, you have eggs all the time. Now, you don't have to kill the chickens. Chickens eventually will die of old age. So you get it. You could take that chicken, pluck it once it's, you know, in the backyard and cook a chicken, no? Throw it on a grill?
I mean, yeah, but that means...
How long does a chicken live?
Where do you get a chicken to have chickens?
Well, you got to get one or two and have a few from there. And next thing you know, you got a bunch of chickens running around.
But who's selling these chickens? The government's not selling them. Who's selling them?
You shoplift.
You go to Hialeah.
You steal
it. It says here, the government urged citizens to plant in every available space. Private terraces, communal areas, jails, and schools, among other sites, but did not itself provide the land.
That's great.
Yeah. Everybody's living in a fucking apartment complex. Where do you want me to grow this? In a fucking chia pet?
So if there's no food, there's no money?
The government's going to hand out chia pets so they can, here is a good place to grow some fucking food.
Wow.
Dude, it's terrible. This is the next catastrophe or catastrophic thing that's going to happen or hasn't already. You pass along the story. We did talk about this, by the way. Jose Fernandez. They were just talking about they're going to name a street after him.
Yeah.
But now after the reports that he was he had cocaine and now he was really alcohol.
They're just going to name the lines after
him. Yeah. They're going to put his name in lines in the middle.
They're renaming Sistrunk Avenue after him. They're renaming Sistrunk. Or Dixie Highway. It's now going to be Jose Fernandez and Dixie Highway.
The White Lines.
Yeah.
The White Line's good.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
There you go.
That's
I liked
what I meant. They're going to rename
just the lines.
They're going to name a street under Jose Fernandez, but they're not going to put it on the name. They're going to put it in the middle of the street on the lines, right? Something like that.
Oh, they were going to name a street after him. Now they're just going to name the White Lines after him.
Yeah, I think
there's something there.
I think it's funny if you say that. You say, you know, they're going to name a street at him, but instead of putting on the street name on a sign, they're going to put it on the middle lines. They're going to have him go through the middle of the lines.
The White Lines.
Yeah, roll through the lines. Just put his name on the lines on the street.
Oh, man.
Well, great. I mean, I don't think anybody was really surprised by that. No. You know, young guy making a shitload of money in Miami. I mean, come on. Can you blame the kid?
No, not at all.
At this point? You know. And by the way, lastly, you know, the old saying is that a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's.
There is, yeah, they used to say that. The dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's.
You've all met the white dog, the little dog.
Yeah.
Now, his breath smells like ass.
Terrible.
Right? And you know what? I can't believe it. My wife didn't believe me, and I'm pretty sure, but the other day when I was cleaning the pool on Saturday, he got there between where the filter is, and I'm sitting there. And he got in there, and he looks like, because he catches the lizards.
He eats them.
Yeah. He usually just breaks the back and then spits them out and looks at them.
Ugh.
And he like, you know what I mean? And just like, but this time he had it. It was like a lizard about this big, about, you know, two or three, you know, not that big. And he ate it.
Wow.
I went, what'd you do? He's like, you know, he swallowed the fucking lizard. Well, listen, I don't let my dog lick my face.
Right.
You know, matter of fact, you know, because his breath smells so bad, I don't like him licking me. And your arm stinks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, what do you think? You think...
Well, I mean, in the case of your dog's breath smelling, something that stinks that bad can't be good.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So what is
I mean,
Duty. He eats Duty outside. He's got to be eating shit. You know, the dogs eat shit. You know that.
Sometimes so, they do because they'll when it dries up, it almost is like,
dries up. Want to hear something disgusting?
No, I don't want to hear something disgusting. Out there.
Remember my girlfriend Irina, the Ukrainian? She had two dachshunds.
Right.
And she used to stay at my house on the weekends. And one of her dachshunds was very cool. The other one had been abandoned and beaten and ate its own shit.
Right.
The minute this dog squatted and shit, it would turn around.
Really? That's, you know.
And gobble it down. And I'm like, and I said to her, what the fuck?
Well, that dog was abandoned.
It
had used own shit at some point.
Right. Exactly. Right. And I said to her, the second that you put that dog on a fucking leash and yank it away, you got to break that dog of that habit.
You can't let it. You got to walk it. She's got to learn how to walk it. Yeah. Well, no, I've seen my dog do it long while back when it was dried up and he all of a sudden dried old lump, you know, Lincoln log is in there in the yard. You're like, oh, it smells like food, you know, because it's got food in it, in a sense, dog food. So, what do you think, Peter? You think it's okay to? Because you think, you know. I never trusted it. I never believed in that the dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's.
I think that's ridiculous because, first of all, you ever have a female dog? They pee, they get back in the house, they lick their vagina. Okay? I would have saved me a lot of trouble when I was married.
Did you pull the recent story up? Did you have that one up?
Which one?
About the dogs he was talking about?
I just clicked the X on that story.
And, you know, because if they lick your... And by the way, you have... You have, what are they called? Your nose, your mouth, eyes, your ear. You have holes in your face that lead to every system in your body.
Right.
And are carried. I mean, when I was a kid, you could take a hit of LSD and it would take, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour to get off. Or you could take a little piece of a little corner of it, a little break off a little piece and put it in the corner of your eye in your tear duct.
Right.
And in 5 minutes, your high is a fucking kite.
Right.
Because it goes, shoo, because there's so many different ways to ingest germs, disease, everything. Elgin, read it.
All right, here we go. Our furry friend's mouths host an enormous oral microbiome of bacteria, viruses, and yeast, Dr. Neelajan Nandi told the New York Times, and this was, I believe, like 12 hours ago.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It says here that... Yeah, you know, they always put their nose right up against shit, and it gets in their muzzle. You think they get? You ever seen your dog? You know, I always wonder if my dog steps in his own shit, especially the blind one. She takes a shit and then she walks away, and you know.
Yeah, well, the little one, I saw him to make a poop. Before we started the show, and he goes wild out there trying to cover it and shit. He's like, his hind legs go flying. He's digging dirt and grass and shit goes all over.
Well, this says. While a dog's saliva contains proteins which assist in healing and cleansing its own wounds, there are some organisms unique to dogs that we were simply not meant to tolerate or combat.
Right, there it is.
Like, in dog's mouth is a bacteria. There are zoonotic, which means they can be passed from animals to humans and cause disease.
Yeah.
Ew.
Says here, the answer is no. A dog's mouth is not cleaner than yours.
Ugh.
It has its own bacterial flora. The important part is that your dog's flora are likely to be different than yours. Inoculating an open wound with its germs just adds to trouble. So those of you people that sit there and lick your dog's face and let them lick your face.
Do you know that? I know this chick who lets her dog just tongue her.
Right.
She opens her mouth, the dog, and I said, you know what? It's disgusting.
Yeah.
You're
Why would
fire.
You, you know? Ugh. I mean, it's one thing to love your dog, but you know. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hey.
And Elgin David.
Don't kiss your dog.
That's right. Don't kiss your dog. That's what we learned here today. And we come back. We got straight from the headlines right after this.
Hey, it's Peter Leonard. You can join me every Wednesday morning as I co-host on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it.
That always makes me laugh.
Yeah.
And make fun of it.
Here's a little story. We're talking about shit earlier in the show. No dropping. A law mandating horse poop bags rankles the Amish. Guess you don't have to worry about putting a pooper bag behind your Honda Civic.
No.
But if you're Amish and you walk, it's one thing if your dog shits. Like, I still don't get this. Like, the city of Coral Springs says you need to pick up your dog shit. And I understand if you got a big Great Dane or some fucking dog that's leaving a big old log on the floor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, to say it could poison the water system.
Is that what they're saying?
I understand. Like, you know, raccoons and fucking possum shit all over the place.
Right.
You know, no one's picking up their shit. Exactly. So now we got to worry about our dog shit.
Right.
So I never understood that law. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
you're supposed to pick up the dog shit. Like, when you're in the city, you understand, because you don't want to. We'll be walking, and all of a sudden you step in shit.
Right. Oh, God.
But, you know, no one's walking. No one's walking, like, near the neighborhood here. There's a sidewalk, right? And there's grass. If your dog goes and shits in the grass, who the fuck is walking through the grass?
No one.
Besides the people who are cutting the grass.
Or somebody who else walking their dog, who's going to know to look for dog shit.
Yeah.
And not step in it.
He's going to be a little concerned about it.
Right.
In Auburn, Kentucky, Amish residents of Western Kentucky town are fighting back against an ordinance requiring large animals to wear collection bags to catch their droppings, arguing that the law unfairly singles out their community. Now listen, if I had horses walking around this community, I wouldn't want to step in horse shit.
No.
No way.
Right?
I'm so gross.
I mean, when a horse shits, it's a pile.
Yeah, no.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pile. It's not like a couple. Like, to this day, the biggest shit I've ever seen was the elephants in the circus. You ever see an elephant take a shit?
It's bigger than an elephant.
So big.
It looks like a fucking coconut.
Yeah. So big.
Right? It hits the ground. It splits like a coconut.
Yeah.
So, you know, and a horse leaves a big pile. So, you know, I mean, sometimes you're in Central Park, and they got those poor horses, you know, taking people around.
Yep, the Claremont right? saddles and everything.
And sometimes they shovel it up. Sometimes they shit, and it stinks. You're walking through the fucking...
There.
It stays there.
Of course.
He's like, oh! You got to walk like a whole, you know, 20 yards and have to smell the shit.
Yeah. And if you're Kramer... And you're feeding your horses Beano.
Beano. He liked it, Jerry.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Those were, you know, those horses, there's a whole big thing of those. The New York City, that's they're part of the Taxi and Limousine Commission. You have to have a TLC license to have a fucking horse and carriage
right.
in New York. It's very dangerous.
Well, it
shit,
says here
man.
That the Amish are getting pissed because their horses aren't used to having a bag, you know.
Yeah.
Hanging under their ass.
Here's the great news about that story. They can't email their congressman.
Right.
The Amish. How do you write a letter.
Yeah.
Go write a letter.
Last week, Attorney Travis Locke filed a notice arguing that the regulation is unconstitutional because it discriminates against the Amish.
Mm.
Well, you're actually trying to keep horses from shitting all over the place.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Bag your horse's ass.
You think it's unfair against the Amish?
They should have specified horse shitting areas.
Can you imagine a size of that pooper
like,
scooper?
Yeah, it's almost like you have, like if you have like an old fucking Ford Pinto.
Yeah.
That's just spewing oil.
Right.
Right? Like I remember when I was a kid, my friend would come over. He drove a fucking Camaro or some fucking souped up. So he'd park in the garage, and my father would get pissed because, like, that fucking car is leaking oil over the...
But he was a mechanic. Maybe he was hinting at your father to fucking fix his car for him for nothing. You ever figure that out?
That's an interesting angle, Peter.
It is. I mean, wouldn't...
that's listen, a good way to take a story.
Can I fix your car? It's leaking shit all over my fucking garage,
I'm sure the kid had no idea. The kid didn't fucking have money to do anything, okay?
Well, that's why he did
and
that.
And the thing would be, if I knew my car had an oil leak, I wouldn't be parking it in your fucking garage or in your driveway.
I wouldn't pull in your driveway.
Right.
I wouldn't come to your house.
You know.
Leaking oil.
Ass. So, I mean, it's almost like if that's happening, you got to keep that from happening. So people have leaky fucking oil. They got to, you got to fix it. Can't drive around like that.
A horse with a,
that's shitting all over the place.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the thing. Imagine you're in Kentucky. You drive a car and, you're going to get in your car and you step in horse shit because a fucking guy, an Amish guy, wants to ride around with his horse in a buggy.
Man.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm not going to pick up, I never pick up my dog shit when I walk him. I just, I look around, I act like I'm reaching in my pocket, like I'm grabbing a bag.
Yeah.
If the cop cars drive by, I act like I'm in my pocket trying to grab a bag.
Right.
And then I keep going. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, the Amish people are on the buggies on the real street. Just the regular with cars?
Yeah, man.
Holding up traffic and
stuff? You got to go to some of these neighborhoods where they still live, man.
Oh, my God.
It's interesting.
So how do they use streetlights if they don't use electricity? Do they just keep going?
No, they don't go out at night.
Not allowed to use electricity.
Red and green lights.
They use electricity in their houses, don't they?
No.
It's all candles and shit?
Yeah, they're not allowed to have any electric, man.
I'm talking traffic signals.
Well, you got to obey a traffic sign, don't
you? Well, then you're not being Amish. That's using electricity.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, he said, I can't see red or green. I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go back to Florida because we know this is the land of fuck-ups.
I thought I was here.
Wasn't it funny that that Sonic had those two guys in the commercials all the time? And he says, name another planet. He goes, Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Florida man busted for glass eye toss.
What?
On November 1st, a Florida man in police custody removed his glass eye, threw it at a hospital personnel, according to the cops who rearrested the suspect on a felony charge. Edward Dorsey, 54, was first arrested Sunday morning on a domestic violence charge for allegedly striking his wife during an 8 a.m. argument in the couple's Largo home.
Mm.
Police report notes that the drugs and alcohol appear to have played a role in this confrontation.
You bet, man.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Know what he says, her last words? I'll keep an eye out for you.
Yeah. While the emergency room... I'll keep my eye on you. While in the emergency room, Dorsey removed his glass eye and then threw his glass eye at the ER doctor, an ER nurse at Largo Police Department, officers reported. How do you throw them at both? You try to bounce it off one of their skulls?
Wow, that's like a bank shot.
Two birds at one stone.
Yeah. Before the fling, the fake eye, Dorsey, was instructed by hospital personnel and a cop to not take the eye out in the first place. Dorsey ignored their commands, and arrest affidavit was then declared.
Now, let me ask you a question. When you're being almost arrested by the cops, do you put your hand up to your eye and go, don't come near me. I'm going to pop my eye out and fucking throw it at you. I've got a glass eye, officer. I mean, how the fuck do they know that you've got a glass eye?
You know when somebody's got a glass eye.
Don't take that eye out.
You definitely know when
somebody has a glass eye. You don't know when somebody has a glass eye, Peter Leonard? It's almost as bad as a wig.
Well, I don't know. Like hey, what'd that guy say to Vanna White?
What's that?
I'd like to buy an eye. Anyway.
I liked it. Though.
Thank you.
Because he doesn't have an eye.
His corny little dad jokes are great.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
You're just jealous.
I just don't like you throwing one out every 30 fucking seconds. I don't mind the old jokes, but maybe one or two a show is fine.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
I'll lay down and go to sleep for a little while. I'll just say something.
All right, that's good. That's good if you wait for it to lag.
I will.
As opposed to just doing it whenever the fuck
did you hear about the...
Dougie's hitting the snooze button.
Yeah.
It was lagging.
Yeah.
Why aren't you drinking your water, by the way?
Because I'm too busy trying to get a fucking word in edgewise, Peter. Speaking of another stupid, you ever hear of the rapper sells drugs?
A rapper who sells drugs?
No.
Or the name of the rapper is sells drugs?
Is it his
drugs?
Name? Again, I'm not a big...
Sells drugs?
No. Rapper behind the song sells drugs. Oh, yeah. I guess it's a song he has.
I never heard it.
Uh-huh. Ends up getting arrested for guess what?
Selling drugs.
That's right. Lebanon, Pennsylvania, a rapper whose songs include sell drugs, with a Z at the end, has been charged with selling drugs in Pennsylvania. 29-year-old Michael Perswad performs under the name Montana Mills. Lebanon County District Attorney says Perswad and a female accomplice sold heroin to an undercover police officer during a month-long investigation.
I'm an idiot.
People, I can't believe there's still heroin. Is it? You know what I mean?
That people are overdosing like wild. It's big
crazy, right?
Thing.
Like in the Midwest and depressing parts of the country, right? It's like they got. What else are they going to do?
If you don't have a meth lab, you're shooting heroin, you know, one
right.
or the other. And I can't understand either drug. I really don't get either. I've never tried method, what is it? I don't even know what it is.
Methamphetamine,
never done it.
I just still can't believe people do it after they see pictures of people that have been doing it. Like, you know, that's enough to keep me from even, I won't.
But you know what? Because you're a normal looking human being. Have you ever seen somebody from
Missouri?
Some of
these people, it's like, it's not much worse.
It might be an improvement. You know,
I'm ready, an ugly motherfucker.
You already have 7 teeth. Might as well make it 4.
Yeah. It's not going to get that much worse.
Right. Exactly. What the fuck? Why do you think they're doing drugs in the first place? Because they look like a fucking, like their parents were first cousins.
Right.
You know what I mean?
When I've been touring around the country, you go to certain certain parts of the country.
Cleveland.
You know, like Toledo, Ohio. Like, you know what I mean? When you go to some of these places that are just, It's depressing. It's not like ugly Florida, people. Like we talked about, it's green, there's palm trees, you know, there's life. You know, you go to some of these places, it's dreary, it's not even that sunny out.
Look at the people there, though, bro.
What do you mean?
Because listen, you know, when you go to some towns, when you see a chick, you've told me this, we've been places where you go, wow, that's the prettiest girl here, and you say, you know what, that'd be the ugliest chick anywhere in Miami.
Right.
Am I right or wrong?
Of course.
And you got to look hard out, and you've been touring all over the country for years. And all you get over to some of these cities, and they're ugly people.
Sometimes, right. Everywhere.
Right.
But everywhere has gorgeous people, too. You just got to find them.
Yeah.
Right.
In some places, a lot harder than others.
Beauty's only skin deep.
Here's another story. Boy, 12 years old, arrested after a 7:30 a.m. car chase.
What?
He may have been drunk, the cops say, in Texas.
Oh, man.
12-year-old Texas boy who led police on a car chase this morning. Before crashing the SUV, he was driving into a utility pole. May have been intoxicated. That's really mad. When you're 12 years old, you get arrested for drunk driving and not having a license.
Well, first of all, it's 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Maybe 8 o'clock at night, different ballgame.
Yeah.
I can understand it, but 7:30 in the morning, you're drinking.
Around 7:30 a.m., a patrolman spotted the suspect's vehicle weaving in and out of the traffic. When the officer sought to pull over the car, the suspect continued driving. With the police in pursuit, the fleeing vehicle struck a car traveling at the opposite direction.
Oh, shit.
While the head-on collision did not stop the suspect's flight, the driver subsequently hit a utility pole and rolled his car.
Wow.
Head-on collision and then rolled into it. It was at that point police determined that the driver was a child. A boy who was alone in the vehicle suffered minor injuries and was transported to a nearby children's hospital for treatment.
Children's Juvie Center.
Where he ordered a drink.
Kids today. You're right. 7:30 in the morning and he's drunk.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the parents, you know, you'd be real interested to see what the parents
had to say. Yeah, what they had to say about it.
But they woke them up out of their drunk stupor? Is that what you think you're saying?
And our last story of the day, interestingly enough, this is something that, you know, you would wonder if it happened, could happen. Is it a real story? Right?
Yeah.
I asked you guys to look at it.
I know what you're talking about.
But it's out of the Miami Herald. Hmm. Woman farts during surgery, causes fire, and leaves her with serious burns.
Unbelievable.
A woman was badly burned at a surgery in Tokyo when a laser ignited her fart, according to the report. Patient in her 30s was having a procedure that involved using a laser on her cervix at the Tokyo Medical University.
That's what I call bad cervix.
That's funny.
That's
when
not
she
good.
When she passed gas, the laser ignited it. She was burned badly on her waist and legs. Aren't you not supposed to eat for like a night before? So what the fuck are you farting up?
You know, it's not all about that. You know, your stomach, you know how many gases are in your body? I mean, you're brighter than I am. I don't know. I probably cut that day, but there's gases in your body. When you have surgery and they cut into your stomach, all these gases.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you're farting. You know what I mean? But and as they're pressing down on your stomach, maybe during the surgery, like you never had to deal with a baby with colic or gas. You push down on their stomach
to get it
make
out.
Them fart.
Right.
And so there might have been some case where somebody, you know, something was going on there.
Wow.
Yeah. What had she eaten? Does it say?
No. When the patient's intestinal gas leaked into the space of the operation room, it ignited with the irradiation of the laser, and the burning spread, eventually reaching the surface drape and causing the fire.
Oh, my God. Didn't she shave before? What drape she talking about?
No, I guess the...
She didn't shave her pussy? What happened?
No, I guess with the drape of her body. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. That's embarrassing. Your mom's going to be okay. Surgery went well, but she farted and lit the fucking operating room on fire.
Oh,
it's not covered, by the way, with your Obamacare.
Yeah, in Japan.
And let me close by saying this. More and more people are becoming more and more disgruntled with this Obamacare.
Uh-oh.
Everybody's getting their renewal notices.
It's
and everybody's
supposed to be up the prices now, right?
Some parts of the country, 70, 80, 120%. Some others, 30, 40%.
We're at 25 in Florida.
Well, I at least.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But there's certain parts of the Arizona is like 110%. If you're in Wyoming, it's like 10%.
Yeah.
Because who the fuck gets sick in Wyoming?
It's a very, we're in deep shit in this country, pal.
It's a bad thing. It's a fucking bad thing, man. I said, between my premium and my deductible, I got to come up with the first $18,000 before I get any medical benefits.
Right.
Right?
You know, there's people who are paying more for their health insurance than they pay for
their home,
a family of four, than their mortgages.
Yeah. It's a
fucking like, terrible.
One of my clients who has to retire, he's retiring now. Before he's only 58 and a half. So he's got to get his own insurance for the next 2 or 3 years before he gets Medicare, right? And that shit. Mm-hmm. So it's going to, between him and his wife at his age, it's almost like, it's like $2,000 a month. It's fucking crazy.
Listen, if you can afford to retire at 58, you can pay $2,000.
Yeah, well.
I'm sorry.
There you go. That's exactly
right.
Yeah, upper class problems.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
No,
I want to thank Peter Leonard for joining us today.
A pleasure.
And, of course, Elgin David.
Thank you.
And you can find Elgin David.
At Elgin David Cummings.
Find Peter Leonard.
I don't know. Just go to Facebook, Peter Leonard, or the Food for Thought Radio Show.
There you go. Don't forget, you can follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Our fan page is also on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie show. And aside from that, it's Wednesday. Don't forget, tonight, Tavolino's Wise Guys Comedy Show. Fantastic show. I'll be your host, along with Tommy Torres, as your feature performing comedian tonight. And our headliner is Kyle Grooms, last comic stand at Comedy Central. And, of course, he was on the Chappelle Show, made an appearance on that. So that's only $10 at Tavolino's. Aside from that, this Thursday through Saturday, I'll be in Cocoa Beach at Gregory's Comedy Club. Shows are at 9 o'clock Thursday through Saturday. Come on out. It'll be a lot of fun. Thanks again for listening, guys, and we'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to be in here with Tommy Torres. I'm going to sit and shoot the shit a little bit. So stay tuned for that. Come back tomorrow. But thanks for listening, and we'll join you here tomorrow at the same spot.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled through the world on a silvery night. People of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination through the door to the world of a